You want to know how much money spent on prescription drugs? It was $150 billion for illicit, $500 billion on prescription drugs, on the legal drugs, okay? Look, the guy that goes and works at the little clinic, he should be riding, you know, with some 20-inch rims. He's the real pimp. He's the real guy getting rich off of everybody. Just because he can pay the government to make his drug legal and your drug's not legal? Look, it's silliness. And look, obviously some prescription drugs have some legitimacy and some people have issues, and I get that. But you should take drugs very sparingly, and it should be for very specific medical reasons, not just, why, I hurt a little bit. Well, take drugs. It's like, no. You know, don't just take drugs just because you're in pain. You know, that would be the same as me just ripping out the gas gauge of my truck when it's not on full. It doesn't make it, you know, when people feel pain and they just basically take Tylenol, that doesn't fix anything. That doesn't fix any of your problems. Okay, and the gauge on your car, ripping out the gas meter doesn't fix how much gas you have in the car, okay, by saying, well, it says it's empty, but I'm just going to rip that E out, you know, I'm going to turn that light off, I'm going to rip that gauge off, doesn't give you more gas in the tank, it's telling you there's a problem. And look, when you have problems physically, it's your body saying, you have problems, okay, and if you didn't feel pain, let me tell you something, you would destroy yourself very quickly, you would kill yourself. You wouldn't even realize it. You'd put your hand in fire and you'd burn it off and you wouldn't even realize it, what's happening. You know, pain can be a very good thing and pain is a very useful thing, but people constantly want to turn pain off with drugs, but they don't want to address the problem that they have. It's like, well, I haven't slept for 3 days and I haven't eaten anything and I have a horrible headache. It's like, well, take a nap. You know, why don't you get some sleep? You know, why don't you eat healthy food? Why don't you get some exercise? Why don't you, you know, it used to be that doctors would tell you, well, why don't you get some sleep? Why don't you eat some healthy food? Why don't you get some exercise? But, you know, people didn't want to do that, so now it's just drug. You know, you go to the doctor, and what's expected? To get some kind of a prescription paper of some kind of a drug, even though it'll fix nothing. It'll do nothing. And then they'll just put you, as soon as you have an adverse reaction, what do? They put you on a different drug. And then after that drug, they're not interested in fixing your problem because then they're going to lose a customer. Just like the marijuana dealer, he's not interested in fixing your problem. He wants you to get addicted to marijuana so that you'll keep buying marijuana. And then as soon as the marijuana wears off a little bit and it's not as strong as it used to be, well, now he's got a new one. He's got a speedball for you. And then as soon as the speedball wears off, then he's got illicit cocaine or he's got whatever, the next drug, the next layer, the next level, and they're no different than these prescription pimps out here, these other type of doctors. And look, you can just waste money on trying to chase pain away, but it's not gonna necessarily work. And hey, I'm not against modern medicine. I'm not against, hey, if you're sick, go see a doctor. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't take drugs in a particular reason. I've even taken, you know, headache medicine from time to time. But you have to realize that you're not fixing anything. It's just basically turning off it's just causing the problem to not be as severe for some reason. You need to either like drink some water or take a nap or eat some food. And you need to figure out what's the real problem. What's the real issue? Hey, the check engine light coming on, it's not like, well, let's turn that thing off. It's like, let's figure out what's going on with your car. I get some manufacturers just make it come on or whatever, but that's a different sermon at a different time.